broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bob and Fee. 8:01.
First time we've been on time all year.
I know. It's awesome.
Mister.
And, boys, the track is kicking butt, and Whit Rammel is going to state.
Yeah, congratulations, seen that already. Great job by Whit.
Yeah, the shot put, the finals.
Heard around the world.
Are Wednesday. Almost everything else is going to be... they're qualifying today, and the finals will be Friday, but Whitley has qualified for state.
So right now, if you want to listen to that, you can turn on the Sports Stream 2 and Fort Recovery Radio, and you can hear the guys on there. I think Shane Stein
talking a little bit.
And who else is on there, Spencer?
Isaac Lefevre and Drew Mullenkamp are the announcers, and Shane Stein just now got a chance to get up there and talk to him a little bit, and he may be up there helping too. So those guys know what they're talking about. I helped them, went down and helped them get stuff set up, make sure they got everything set up right. But I don't know a thing about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys,
but I know I love it.
You do.
Yeah, that's right. And that's down in Troy. And next weekend? And they'll go to
Friday and Saturday.
Jesse Owens, is that correct?
No, not this year. I believe we are going to Westerville North.
Okay.
For Division III. But Division I and two, I think, are at, may even both of those might be in different places.
Yeah.
Hmm. But none of it's at Jesse Owens this year, which is
COVID. Love it. That guy you hear there, that's Mr. Jeff Hobbs coming in, joining us tonight for our final show of 2020.
Final show of 2020. Well, been a good year.
Yeah.
It's been a good year. What year have you been? I mean, what planet have you been on?
We're
alive. I mean, you're above the dirt. I mean, that's
last year at this time, Christ, we didn't know what was going on. Sure. We were kumbaya.
We were done.
Yeah. Think a year ago we probably wasn't doing anything here, was we?
I don't think we were,
because we actually had no sports.
We didn't have basketball Parkway, and that was about our last.
No, no spring sports.
And then when did we start back up, Spencey? Was it September?
Usually football. August, a week or two before football season.
But last year, is that when we started up again, too?
Yep.
I think it was, too.
Yep.
So this is it for us this year, folks. And we want to thank everybody for listening, making Sports Talk what it is. This is what, year number five? Year six? What is it, Neil?
I think we just finished year number six.
Number six?
Year six. Because we started it right, like a week or two or three after we started Fort Recovery Radio, and that's November 2014, so...
So we want to thank everybody for listening, and year six in the books after this. Year seven, who knows, if good Lord willing, we'll be back,
good Lord
willing.
I'm willing to sign the renewal contract right now.
Well, we'll have to discuss the price again this year.
I'm your agent. We're doubling up. Double down. You're going to have to pay at least twice as much.
That would mean getting you the big bottle of water instead of that tiny little bottle of water you have.
Hey, we loaded our bellies coming home from the... Wallpark game at B-Dub. Spencey got the tab for that.
Yeah, caught us, picked up a tab.
Yep. Yeah, a few tall boys in there, too.
I was a little disappointed you guys spent over $20.
Well, big budget,
we like to eat.
Hey, times are tough, man.
COVID or no COVID, and people that believe or don't believe, it is what it is. You still got to take your hat off to a lot of sports department people, the athletic directors, the coaches, the kids. I mean, because this was still a crazy, crazy year, especially getting through the winter and that kind of chaos and the fall and the winter. But then when you got to spring, we're getting better, and you could see that. But again, kids worked their tails off, and coaches did a great job of trying to juggle monkeys. And again, athletic directors, Brent did a great job, and all the coaches and the kids doing what they had to do. Again, it was been a real pain in the hind end, but bottom line is you got through it, and it looks like everybody's going to get their seasons in the book, and pretty solid. Purple's had a great year, and that's something that again we've just come to expect and take for granted.
Absolutely.
Well, it is amazing when you look back on this year, and we're going to do that a little bit, and I remember talking about football and how many games we're going to schedule this many. We don't know how many we're going to get to play.
How many we're going to play.
Hopefully we can get enough. Well, guess what? We did. We played every game.
Got it done.
Yep.
And every sport. So I think maybe a couple girls' games got canceled, but I don't think that was COVID related.
Yeah.
But no, the whole thing. I think that it should be hats off, like you said, Hobby, to the school.
A lot of people worked hard.
Yeah. Well, and again, just good kids. I mean, you know, doing what you're asked to do.
Hey, Spencer, whether, grab me a water.
Whether,
a small
whether,
one out
whether
there.
You believe it or whether you know, again, we all hate it. But the bottom line is, the kids did what they had to do and what they were asked to do. And you know, take it all the way back to the fall. I mean, this football team is. I mean, one play away from maybe, and again, win the state championship. Because you beat Coldwater. Coldwater runs off and wins the state championship. Yeah. So don't tell me that that wasn't probably the second best team in the state in that division. And, you know, again, just those kids.
This was a year for close.
Yeah, but no, not enough. No, I'm with you. How many?
I remember we opened up Marion Local. We had them.
Oh, yeah.
Had them beat. Remember first game, and then they came back and got us. And
But you said that all winter, too.
Five turnovers.
How many close games in basketball and baseball you couldn't get that big hit?
Couldn't get a big hit.
I mean, again, good kids, good year, but just this close to being great.
Go ahead, Bob.
No, I was just going to say, and when you look at the whole sports year, and then you look at our baseball tournament final, that was a microcosm of our entire school season. We were so damn close.
Yeah.
We were, talent-wise, we knew going in this senior class was solid.
Good class, yeah.
And when you think about, you know, talking about football and how you just said, you know, we lost Coldwater in a heartbreaker. Coldwater wins state. Basketball, we just couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah.
We knew we had you look at Botkins win state, and they get a buzzer beater.
Exactly. Last Botkins. Second shot to get us.
At their place.
So, and in the baseball, we talk about, you know, we competed. We had Crestview. We had them. Actually, we had them dead to rights.
Shawnee's the only team that stomped us.
Yeah.
And everybody else, we could have won every other game.
I heard it. And Lincolnview could win the whole thing.
They could win the whole thing, and they beat us 2-1.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the way it went. Yeah,
now, what I was going to say there, the Jeff Hobbs and Harold Feely called the play that wasn't a penalty that wasn't called in the Coldwater football game, where the guy that blocked our extra point was offside.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you both screamed it out when it happened. And
we're unbelievable homers. I mean, like,
we're homers.
Well, you were absolutely right.
But he was at least 2 yards offside. So.
He was on the home.
Well, I watched that over and over. His one of his feet was down on the ground on our side of the line was snapped.
Yeah.
When the ball was snapped, he was across the line. But, you know, those kind of things happen. But like you said, that's just one more thing of all the things that could have gone right and just didn't.
It was close.
But again, you think about the 10 years and, you know, that Fort Recovery is has been on the rise and continues to be on the rise. There's so many good young players and kids that are living in the weight room, and you know what the SAC's done for this place, and what Jay Blockberger and those classes at school, and just that mindset, because it's always been there. I mean, the people of this community love their kids, they love their sports, and getting over that hump, and now again, I say that you're borderline genius, but now all of those great kids, including yours, your own, are now living in this community, having kids, and they've taken on the Mac motto. Why has the Mac been so good? Because those kids all go off to college and get jobs, and they come back home and they raise their kids there. And you know, I go back, and we go back 10 years, 12 years now. When you guys looked at me and said, "Hey, you know that kid right there? That's the Coldwater star. His mom is from Fort Recovery, and his dad is from Fort Recovery, and that kid from Marion, his mom is from
Fort
Recovery."
There's a lot of them.
And, you know, and so
they're the bunch of them.
And now all those great young kids are now living in the fort and they're raising their kids in the fort. And you know, now some principal's going to have a few nightmare days with some of those kids when they get to school, because you know their last names are Feely and Stalker and Colleague, and you know, but the bottom line is they're going to be kids that can play. They're going to be kids that have parents that love it, and you're just going to see the purple teams continue to win a lot because of it.
That's what we hope.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. 8:10 Sports Talk Bubba and Fee, presented by our longtime sponsor,
the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
On Tuesday, our Indians defeated the Ada Bulldogs in the sectional semifinals, and now they will travel to Crestview to take on the Knights in the sectional final game tomorrow night. The game will start at 5 p.m., so get your gang together and head to Convoy to cheer on our Indians as they continue on their tournament trail. But if you just can't get there in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
It has a lot of potential. They broke the school record in the MAC meet.
You know, it's just impressive what these guys are doing. They're all underclassmen as well, and none of them are seniors. And so, which means we'll have three of those people back next year.
Ready.
Okay, we're back.
Sorry, we were. I got kind of distracted listening to the track meet.
Was there a commercial on there? Shame
we had that. We had commercials dun, and all dun, kinds dun, of stuff, but we dun, didn't. Dun, dun, it came dun, back dun, dun, quicker than I. Anticipated, so you got to hear a little bit of that track meet wrap up.
Yep,
so you can hear it on Sports Stream too.
So now we're going to turn our attention to the spring sports wrap up, and we're talking about baseball and softball. And first of all, congratulations, Brenna Holman, MAC Player of the Year, probably the first in Fort Recovery history.
Yep, no doubter,
and that's really cool. So
that is really cool.
Yeah. B, congratulations. You're
well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw my tweet this week, because might have been Spencer. Somebody tweeted out, you know, player of the year in football, player of the year in now softball. You know, Ross was first team All-Mac, and I put, and all these awards despite who their dad is.
Yeah.
You know, I got about 50 retweets and likes on that. So, you know, of course, I figured Todd would have something to say, but he didn't. So, you know.
Well, he's sticking pins in his hobby voodoo.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. And Troy Boy's coming, so there are going to be some more awards in that family, too.
Troy Boy,
so.
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't get over the picture. They got to put a picture of him. He's tall. He's grown. Is. I mean, he's taller than Ross now.
He's
I mean,
shot right by Ross.
He looks like he's got to be 6 foot tall.
I agree with you. So the girls had a great season. They got a lot coming back. They only lose B. They got a senior. They'll be really good next year. I think the MAC was really young. So I think a lot of everybody has everybody back. So that's really cool. Congratulations to Brennan, the girls' softball. Fee, our season came to a halt last week at Crestview, a game that going in we knew was going to be a barn burner and didn't disappoint.
No, absolutely. It was a great game. Just, again, we came up short a couple of times.
Well, I listened to you on the radio, and you know, hats off to Daniel Patch. Daniel seemed like he just had good control, and again, you guys had chances to get some runs early, and you could have broke the game open. It could have been 4-5-0. It's 2-0, but it could have been 4-5-0. Yeah. And then we talked about that afterwards. You know, and as a pitcher and as a pitcher's dad, how much easier it is to throw. And you saw that at Lehman when you guys put a 5 on the board in the first inning at Lehman.
Everything got easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier to just pound that zone and throw strikes and not worry about the one one bomb is not going to, you know, get me in trouble. And yeah, when right. it's 2-0, now all of a sudden you hit somebody and walk somebody, and now all of a sudden somebody hits one in the gap, and it's 2-2. And so, yep. you know, Daniel threw the ball, you know, just again, I wasn't there, but just listen to you guys. He obviously was really, as expected. He's yeah. a good player. And,
good player.
But bottom line is.
Ran out of gas.
Yeah, heartbreak.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He ran out of gas. Troy yeah. came in and did all right, too. I mean, yep. he did a good job. He just. We've been saying it all year. We just cannot get big hits.
Yeah,
and we put them in scoring position a couple of times. I just couldn't get the big hit.
That's right. Could not get the big hit. And I think that I think when you look at next year on this team, you're seeing a team that has plenty of pitching.
Yeah.
That has a lot of kids returning, a lot of baseball players returning.
Yeah.
But we got to hit the ball.
Got to learn how to hit the ball better. Yeah. We got to put some runs on the board. This year I'd hate to think if we'd have put 4 runs on the board every game.
Yeah.
You know, what our schedule, I mean, what our record would have been.
It'd well, and that's good. That's stuff that will happen this summer. These guys got to, yeah. you know, the years that when we got good, you committed to playing in the summer because, you know, and that's just an extension of your season. When the spring ends, you go right into the summer. And those guys, you know, on those two state teams played 25 or 30 games in the summer. And, you know, even the good example is Dan Patch. I mean, Dan Patch plays big time travel baseball. He's a good player.
Yeah.
But all he does is throw on the road. Mm-hmm. And so I got into Brian. I said, Brian, he's got to play Acme baseball all week. And
I mean,
exactly. Yeah. And that's what it is. I mean, you remember Jack's never missed it. He never missed an Acme game during the week. Now he would only pitch an inning or two here or there. Jerry said, hey, you got 3 outs for me so we can get a dub, but you're playing St. Henry or Coldwater and you want to get a win. Yeah. And said, yeah, absolutely. You know, Dan's got to play first base or third base. And he's got to get 4 at-bats every game because that will make a difference for him next spring when he steps to the plate in a big situation. And you know, instead of, you know.
And his game went from, it was kind of erratic with his bat, but his bat was really not very good early.
Yep.
And then he really worked it hard and he started hitting the ball pretty good.
Yeah, arguably one best hitter on team.
He's a presence. I mean, the guy's 6'7", steps to the plate, and he just blocks the sun.
Okay, so here's my thing on Patchy, and I'm probably dead wrong here. Patchy's unlike any player we've ever had here because he plays big time summer baseball, travels all around, plays. Where the other guys, we've had them kind of kids before, but they also came back here and played.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when you think about. They hit and where Daniel is pitching, he's on a routine. He is not going to break that routine.
No.
Well, but that to me, if he wants. And it was always, again, for Jackson, again, and this is our conversation I had with Brian, so it's not like, you know, it's not saying something that we haven't talked about. You know, it was about, Daniel Patch is all about Fort Recovery baseball. There's no question. You know, he's all in. So to me, that's why he's got to play some Acme baseball this summer and put a bat in his hand so he can get some swings. Because when you play a big-time travel like he does, he's a you know, POP, pitcher-only player.
Yeah, and so, he travels all over the Midwest.
And they don't let those guys ever even pick up a bat. On days when he doesn't pitch, he won't even put a uniform on. He'll be in the dugout with shorts on. And so, you know, we played against those guys. And, you know, it's funny because our big-time travel team was 11 guys that played every day, played every position.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jackson, when he didn't pitch on the weekends, he played first base or played third base for our travel team. And so Daniel's team, all he does is pitch. So he's got to get back here. And again, those guys can live in the sack, too. I mean, that's the beauty of that facility. You got guys like this to my left that will throw 1,000 pitches to you if you want to hit anytime.
But the problem with Daniel, and it's not the problem. The problem is that the routine that he goes by, he did not play baseball as a freshman.
Yeah.
He comes in as a sophomore, and he's all league, all District 8. What he's doing is very good.
It's working.
Yeah, so it's hard for Brian or whoever to say, hey, we need him to get in here and hit. We need to break his routine. I don't know if I'm his dad.
No, listen, I was that kid's dad. He has to put a bat in his hands if he wants Fort Recovery baseball to be better. I mean, period.
Exactly.
And, I mean, listen, that doesn't mean that he doesn't want to be Nick Twaits, because he does. I mean, he's going to Nick's pitching coach. They're going to Cincinnati. Right, they're doing all the things that they need to make that kid a Division I baseball player and potentially a pro baseball player.
Sure.
However, again, every pro in the world that ever was a stud in high school with a bat, every pitcher. And you still see guys like Michael Lorenzo and those guys, they hit as good as some of the position players in the pros. So, I mean, for him, he's got to commit to putting a bat in his hands, whether it's off days or whether it's during the week when he's not traveling. And so, and I think they'll do that because, again, they care enough that, and these young players are good enough that for the purple to be really good, Daniel Patrick's got to be really good. Well,
he's got to drive in a lot of runs. He's going to have to.
And he's got to be able to, next year at the start of the season, he cannot come in and start the season like he did offensively this year.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the year, he made contact. He drove the ball.
Putting the ball in play.
To his defense, I mean, you remember he took a shot off the foot early in the year. You're kind of playing on one leg.
Right. He never took a bat. He never took a swing first 4 weeks.
Yeah. So, it's tough. Yeah. I mean, it's just tough. Yeah,
Good point. Point well taken.
Well, and again, those kids got to think they're really, really good because they are. Yeah. And that's the part that, you know.
And our JV was above 500.
100%.
And we got a nice team down there.
And they probably don't lose. You took two of their best players moving up to the big show.
We took it away from them. Yeah.
So, you know, I remember because I actually talked to Todd Homan the week that Troy Boy pitched against Lincoln View. And I talked to Toddy during the week for something. I can't remember what it was. I called him about they're going to get us a skid steer for our King of Ohio. And he says, hey, he says, you know, crazy. He goes, but Ike pulled Troy aside and said, Troy, I got good news and I got bad news. He goes, which one you want first? Troy says, well, you better give me the bad news. He says, we may not win too many more JV games because you're leaving. He goes, what's the good news? He goes, you're leaving. You're going to the big show. And I don't know if he ever came back and played again for the JVs the rest of the year. So,
And he's another kid. When you look at these young kids, and we talked about Patchy, and let's look at Riggs Toby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's a kid who was thrown into the fire.
We threw him in the fire.
I mean, absolutely. Let me see a catch.
Tossed him in the fire. And it basically was we had a practice where we had four or five guys. Kobe Wendell was one. Riley Will was one. You know, and they do a pop time, you know, that throw from catcher to second, how fast you can get it down there.
Glove to glove.
Glove to glove, how fast you can get it down there. Riggs came up and was the best.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, he was the best. So now you got to teach him. You know, here it is. This poor freshman's going to get thrown into. I mean, we were throwing. You know, we got that pitching machine. I'm shooting balls at him off the dirt, banging into him, you know, and that's tough, you know, especially when you have a freshman body. He's a little guy yet, you know. Now he gets that weight room, like Hobbsy's saying, you know, we get him in that sack, we get him bigger and stronger, he'll be a fantastic catcher.
He's a freshman body with a freshman mentality.
Yeah.
And that makes a hell of a difference because his mentality is, I don't want to leave my friends. I don't want to,
right?
You know, but we needed him, so
he stepped up.
What coach? Yep. You know, he'll do whatever you say.
And I'm sure Jimmy was probably, you know, kind of in that. I was in that position, and Cody was a sophomore. You know, and Cody always played third base, but he never hit, and that drives you crazy. You know, I keep thinking I want this kid to hit too. You know, and Riggsy was the same way. We got some hits. We got him some swings and stuff, but he actually went down a couple times to JV just to hit, you know, which is, I think, is a great idea by Jerry. I mean, we got to get this done. I mean, that kid is going to be good.
He's another kid who got better offensively as the season went on.
Yeah.
And I think if he develops, got to get bigger, got to hit the sack, got to get in the weight room.
Yeah.
Especially if he's going to be our catcher, we got him. Riggs.
He's the man.
He's one of those guys. Again, I remember all these guys. They were little leaguers when I left here 5 years ago. He was a player. Those guys were players in Little League, and you saw those kids coming, and they were at all of our baseball clinics in the wintertime because when your varsity's really, really good, those kids, I mean, they just flock there, and they want to be like Jackson. They want to be like Kyle. They want to be like Chase, you know, and so they're there, and Nick and seeing kids like that. And then you have unbelievable success. Those are program kids that have bought in, and he's going to be good.
Yeah.
He's going to be good.
We got the Deuce boys got a live arm. Alex has got a live arm. I told you that at the beginning of this year. I said this kid can throw.
Yeah,
and he's going to get his skills toned in a little bit too. You know, and he's unhittable. I mean, when he's got it going, he's going to be tough too.
We got
four good arms next year, and Brock Deuce is going to be a huge. You know, him and Kendrick have got to step up as our next year seniors.
Yeah. And another thing is Troy Holman was thrown into the fire. He's a better hitter than that. Yeah, he's got to get more comfortable.
He knows it.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows it.
And he'll work his tail off.
The nice
off
thing
too.
About him is that's exactly what you're saying. He would come up to you at, what am I doing wrong, coach? I said, it's coming. I said, you just got to, you know, you'll get it.
Yeah.
You'll get it.
But this is a league, guys, and you've been in a lot longer than me, but this is a league that freshmen are not supposed to be stars in. If you're a freshman and you're a star in this league,
you're going to be really good.
Yeah, I mean, you're really good. You know, when you're a freshman and you have to play in this, again, no better example, and you guys can know exactly where I'm going with this, than football 10 years ago in this community. I mean, we had some good-looking kids, but when your seconds and thirds are freshmen and you got to throw them out there, you're going to get your head kicked in. Mm-hmm. And that's what's supposed to happen. That's what happens in this league. You know, and then the year that we win the state football championship, you had, and even the Cody and Michael and those guys, they played JVs as juniors and had great years and then come up as seniors and have an unbelievable year, go to the regional finals.
Yeah.
That's the way that programs in this league are supposed to be built, that kids wait their time. Again, and you go to that football state championship, guys. Speedy Shane, Ross Homan, guys that played JVs as sophomores and juniors and were ready to go as seniors, and they were men. They were men as seniors, and they go into state championship. You know, and so guys that are freshmen playing this league, you better be either really, really good or expect to have some bad days. And so that's just the way it works.
If you look at St. Henry this year, St. Henry started out like 1-7, and their catcher was out.
Yeah,
and they had a freshman catcher. And they bring in, the kid gets back, and the Yulenhake kid turns out to be tremendous.
Yeah.
And they arguably have a chance to win that district.
You know, and I'm sure the Yulenhake kid's the same way. I mean, when you have a freshman behind there, and I got a big curveball that can break off the table, you know, I'm scared to throw it because I'm going to strike the kid out, but it's going to go bouncing back to the thing, and he's going to get on base.
And that's a double. You know,
yeah. We've done that so many times.
100%.
And Riggs, you know, like I said, freshman, young, he's doing the best he can, but he get beat up back there.
But you go all the way to the pros, and you hear those guys talk about catcher, pitcher, shortstop, center field. That center, that middle stuff is where you know, guys that touch it on every play. And again, obviously, it's nice to have a good first baseman, but guys that touch it on every play, and again, at the high school level, have to be good.
Yeah, and you look at Landon Post, also had a hell of a year. I thought Landon did a nice job at second base too. So, so we look at coming back next year, but let's talk about our five seniors that we say goodbye to.
Yeah,
and we talked about this on the last show. Kobe Wendell is just he's a Jones for baseball. No.
He just loves sports.
He was probably the best, arguably one of the best kickers we ever had.
Self-made player.
Exactly.
And those guys that work their tails off in the weight room, get better, are willing to go get coached and have parents that care and that are willing to, put a few dollars out on the table to get them coached and above and beyond. And so that's what he is.
And Kobe, he finished really strong in baseball. I mean, he really did. I thought
hit a bomb in that Lehman game. And, it's just kind of cool to,
It is. And Riley had one too. Riley Will had a big bomb too. And Ryan Post.
Yep, that's right. And we talked about Kobe, talked about Ryan Post. Ryan Post had one of those years. He had a year where he's a senior. He's by far the best player on the team, the most talented. Got in a little rut there with the coach. I don't know the whole deal, but he turned out that, Jerry kind of set him a little bit.
Came back.
And he come back.
Came back strong.
Absolutely. He played his butt off.
And you credit kids like that because you could easily shut her down and say, well, it's all, you don't like
I'm
me.
I'm a senior. I'm going to go get drunk.
You don't like me. And so, screw it. Where you can fight back. And that's 9 out of 10 Fort Recovery kids will fight back. And they will do what you ask them to do. And
he finished strong.
Credit to him.
Did a nice job.
That's right. And another thing that you notice about Ryan is in that last game, they got runners on second and third, and I think the Lichtensteiger kid was up, and Ryan says, he calls time, runs in, says, put him on.
Yeah.
And now the next kid hits one on,
Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, you never know.
But you set
baseball
up the force.
Wise, he was thinking there.
No, it was the right play.
Yeah.
It was the right play. Yeah. I mean,
That's right. So Ryan Post, congratulations for your hard work. Dylan Evers is the type of kid you want your daughter to marry.
Yeah.
Great kid. Absolute great kid.
Yeah.
Easy kid to root for.
Yeah.
I mean, just a workhorse and did some great things early in the year. And, kind of sometimes you hit the wall a little bit late. But, I mean,
he's one of them kids we always talk about. You know, when you're in the town of Fort Recovery and you're going to Fort Recovery High School and you're a pretty good athlete, and for us to be any good, you got to play every sport.
Yeah. Yep.
And he did. Yep. He played every sport, and he was pretty damn good at every one of them.
You think about his basketball. He had a hell of a basketball season.
Had a great basketball season.
Knocked down a few threes.
Yep. Wasn't afraid to pull a trigger.
No.
In big situations.
No, like that's
big,
right.
Big, strong body. I mean, just again, another guy that worked at it and got better. And easy guy to root for.
Yeah, absolutely. Derek Lochtfeld, a long line of Lochtfeld boys. They all look identical. Damnedest thing I ever seen.
Yeah, good baseball players.
Derek Lochtfeld will be hanging around this town 20 years from now, and he'll be sitting out the bowling alley with all his buddies. And
good parents, good people. Yep. I mean, you've been 4 for 4 there with good parents, and that's where it starts. I mean, just tell the truth. Good parents and that have expectations for their kids. And, again, that's the same way like with Posty. I mean, you know, good parents who, you know, again, not going to make excuses for their kids. And do they want them playing? Absolutely. They want you. But, you know, when the coaches gets into you, 9 out of 10 Fort Recovery parents going to say, hey, Coach is right.
Absolutely.
Do what they ask you to do. Meet their expectations.
And then the last but not least fee is Riley Will, and I know you love that kid.
I really loved that kid this year. I thought he just, you know, it was another one of them deals where Riggsy was just getting beat up back there, and Daniel was scared to throw that curveball, and Riley says, I'll catch.
Yeah.
And Riley did a hell of a job. He caught Patchy the rest of the way, and did a great job. You know, and I think they both got more comfortable with each other, and Daniel wasn't afraid to throw the thing. Let it go, and he knew Riley would take care of it.
And the Calpe always said, he the hardest luck player on a team hitting-wise.
Yeah.
Never got one Texas leaguer. Never got one.
Rockets and everything. And they're always caught.
Poor kid.
Just hit BBs out there, you know. And we had so many games like that where we were playing that team that kept hitting them Texas leaguers, and we're hitting BBs, and they're catching everything. Mr. Game, that kid dies for 3 catches. Yeah. Unbelievable place.
So we say goodbye to these seniors, but we also say goodbye to the other seniors in the track, and there's a bunch of them. There's too many of us to talk about. We didn't really get a good chance to talk to all the seniors. We always try to do that. We always enjoy that, talking to them.
With this situation.
Yeah, and with everything that's going on, it's tough. So we just want to say thank you guys for representing Fort Recovery the way that the seniors have in the past, the way, you know, I seen the graduation look like a great ceremony. Yeah. I seen, you know, the big crowds and all the pictures and proud as a peacock. And seniors, we thank you guys for making Fort Recovery proud.
Well, and it's been a tough because as juniors, which usually your setup year, to really they didn't get to play.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't get to play, you know, and so, you know, that's what's tough. I mean,
sitting the whole season out.
No, you got
you're behind the eight ball.
Exactly. And I said, you know, go back to Jackson's junior and senior year. Those 2 years, we won a state football championship. You go to Columbus twice in baseball. Can you imagine
take a year out
if you didn't even get to play?
Yeah.
If that never happened,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, so for me as a dad and you know as the principal and you know and a big time fan, if you didn't get to play, goodness, it's unbelievable.
And I talked to my nephew Ian, you know, and he was one of them that I think they were really excited about their baseball season last year.
With Garrett
Fowler, him. You know, Riley Post.
Yeah.
They had some really good returning seniors coming in. And
it's just taken away from you.
You know, it's just a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that's right. It sucks. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Demolition Derby.
Yeah, going to get a little Woodsy.
We got you talking Woodsy again? Yeah, or Woodsy
Woodsy going to give us a call. A little King of Ohio Country jam. We were hoping.
And I'm done talking about Demolition Derbies after tonight.
That's perfect. I'm good. I'm good with that.
Unless I'm driving.
Can we have a car?
Yeah. Hey, listen. I mean, be careful what you wish for. I mean, because I tell you what.
Recovery, Rick. Deal.
That would be.
How about your old car?
How awesome would that be?
My old car.
The one sitting in front of your house.
It's not an old car.
We'll make out a derby
car.
You
ain't driving it.
I drive it at least a couple of times a week.
We're putting it in the demolition derby in line.
Derby. That would be big.
We're going to put some cement blocks in the back and the front.
We'll load that bad boy up. A little Malachi crunch. We'll get the wheel spikes that pop out.
Oh, we're in. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single-pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Our friends at New Knoxville are holding a special fundraising event featuring former Buckeyes and NFL linebacker and Big Ten Network broadcaster Joshua Perry. The event will be held at the Galleria in Salina on Saturday night, June 12th. Doors open at 4 and dinner will be at 6. Besides their guest speaker, Joshua Perry, there will also be live and silent auctions and a 50-50 drawing. The fundraiser is to help raise funds for their Raising the Barn 2.0, which is a school expansion project, including a new gym. Tickets are available by going to their Facebook page, The Barn 2.0, and clicking on the link. Here's a great way to have a fun night with former OSU linebacker Joshua Perry, and also help our friends at New Knoxville with their school expansion project, including their new gym. Saturday evening, June 12th, at the Galleria in Salina. Tickets available now by clicking on the link on their Facebook page, The Barn 2.0.
Wayne Street Market.
Back.
Oh. We on?
Yeah, we are on.
We're back.
Wait a minute.
Giddy up. He still haven't got the green light?
We on?
Oh. Come on, man.
I thought you said wait.
Come on, man.
He said go, man, go.
Come on, man.
Jesus, I didn't know. Spencey's got more stuff going on. He's got sports stream, too. He's got
When's the last time you were here? You've been on a golf course. You've been on tour.
Yeah, I've been on tour.
I've been doing a little Wednesday travel.
Yeah, tearing it up.
It's been all about, a little...
I love it.
Fee and hobby dog.
Got us in the dust.
Pull in the way.
I hear the ratings have never been higher, too.
Yeah, 100%. Higher ratings. 100%.
Yeah, we had almost had a dozen people listening last year.
That's big.
So we had a demolition derby at Portland this last weekend.
Yeah, and it was awesome. We got a chance to go over it was a benefit derby for a couple families over there.
Barnett
family, yep. Mm-hmm. And there are two families.
Yeah, the other guy, he worked at Portland Nap over there. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I'll think of him in a second.
He had a lot to do with the demolition derby.
Both of them. Those two names are synonymous derby names in Jay County. And so it was. We got a chance to go over with Triple D Entertainment. We had our Jegs tent over there, and we got a chance to see and talk to a lot of people. And you talk about a packed house. It was impressive.
I heard they made over $40,000.
That doesn't surprise me. The grandstands were full, so it was good stuff. And people can't wait to get out. They take the masks off and get out. Like I said, the whole place was juiced. And it was a good derby. I actually went over on Saturday about 10 and stayed till about 5. And I didn't stay for all the big time classes, but I got a chance to see four or five classes, and again, people are just gaga, and hopefully this will roll in. This is the weekend for Bash for Cash, which was Ohio's elite derby, but now, with the King of Ohio coming to to Lima in July, our show, I'm calling that the best derby show in the state of Ohio. But Bash for Cash is a big one. I mean, it has the biggest purses, and that's in Chillicothe. This weekend. And so we're going to go down there for that. And that's run by Smash It Sports. And that's, we've gotten to the point where we're colleagues now. Instead of, you don't want to be enemies, you want to be colleagues. Yep. And so, to me, the whole Triple D Entertainment and partnering with Jegs, and Woodsy will talk about that when we talk to him here in a little bit. But that partnership of bringing a big time sponsor on like Jegs has really given some juice to Demolition Derby, and so everywhere we go now, everything we've got is powered by Jegs, and so that's it's pretty cool. And again, anybody, I mean, you're a gearhead. So, I mean, that those motorsports, when you talk motorsports and you say Jags,
it's big time.
It's big time. That is, you know, big time. And so, you know, we're actually going to have, we got a raffle car that's a 64 Imperial.
Ooh,
and,
yeah.
And it's bad. Big boy. Oh, yeah. And so, you know, for $100, you can get a chance on this car, and it's going to be wrapped in Jags black and gold, and it is bad. So, when we went to, we shot our first promo commercial, and we went to the Jags, up in Delaware, they have their high performance center, and where they have their own racetrack up there where they test, and they got all their derby, their dragster stuff there. And I mean, and TJ Coughlin is Jeg Coughlin too. He was the big time. He's a 10-time NHRA national champion. Mm-hmm. Well, his nephew now, TJ, has taken over, and he's probably late 20s, and he's funny. We're up there, and we got this big old car out there, you know, the derby car that we're making, and he says, you know, I went 313 miles an hour in Pocono this weekend. And he goes, in our business, we try not to hit anything. He goes, but man, I want to get behind the wheel of that thing and hit something. So we're actually going to do a promo commercial up there next week. And we're going to put TJ behind the wheel of the car with a GoPro camera inside, you know, and let him cruise around the parking lot. Oh, yeah. He'll be burning out and spinning and doing all kinds of. But, you know, Derby is something that, again, and Jeggs has figured it out. Jeggs has always been about high performance drivers, you know, and Dustin Woods just sold to him that, hey, Derby is high performance, and so it is crazy. I mean, I'm 8 months into this Derby thing, and these people are nuts. I mean, they're fired up about it, and they're passionate about it. It's got some big time wrestling about it. I told Bubba we almost had a fight in the pits this weekend. Nice. Guy took a door shot, and you know, in the Derby world, hitting driver side door shot, it's a no-no. So guy gets door shotted, and then the same guy backs up and hits him again in the front end and pins him into the corner, and the guy's he's out. He can't get out. So he breaks his stick off, and his brother, because I'm down there, there's no doubt, it's his brother, is up on the fence like a caged animal, and he's screaming at this guy and dropping F-bombs and all over the place. And so the guy, once the heat's over, now they get the car off the track, and he's out of that car, and he's on the fly. He's going to get somebody. Man. So you know, I got a lot of passion. These guys, again, they live it and breathe it and die it, and so it's pretty cool. And like I said, it's even better when you do it for benefit, like they did this weekend in Jay County for those families, and to see big crowds. Like you said, you know, when you make $40,000,
I think what I heard.
And that was a one day. That's a one dayer.
One dayer. Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
That's great new.
Yeah, it's not too bad, is it?
Pretty 40 grand.
Yeah, yep. You can. Yeah, help out a lot.
Not really close. You know, whether your ears were burning, we were talking big time about you last week. I mean, $200,000. Are you kidding me?
Are you talking about the Christmas show?
Unbelievable. I mean, that does not happen anywhere in America but Fort Recovery, Ohio. That, I mean, $200,000. And again, if you're listening and you gave part of that, or you listen, that's big time. I mean, it's just, hey, is that that's the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline?
The hotline.
Hotline's hot.
Welcome to Fort Recovery Radio. Dustin Woods, how are you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
I've seen your picture about 50 times on Facebook. Hobbs retweets and puts on his Facebook.
Yeah, I mean,
I really thought you was prettier than what you are.
Well, back in the day. I mean, you know, he's getting older now. He's over 30 now. He's married. He's got a family. I mean, it just starts going downhill. Yeah, I mean, trust me. Yeah. I mean, you know, not everybody can be, you know, Bob Sauger and Harold Feeley. You know,
thank you,
like they're 25.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Well, I heard you had a hell of a show in Portland this weekend.
Oh man, awesome show. Great, the great benefit derby. Good turnout for all those guys, and just really nice to do something for those two fans.
Yeah, Woods, he said they made $40,000 one day. How about that? That's pretty impressive.
Well, we didn't make it.
Yeah, no, I said they did. No, they did. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They made $40,000 for those families, you know, and you know better than we do. I mean, we talked about it. Those two families are synonymous to Derby in Jay County, you know, and the Barnett family. And we were trying to figure out what was the other guy's name, that the other family?
McCaughlin.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, Harold said he knew of them.
Yeah, he used to work at a Napa store over there. Which, actually, that's who I talked to, that the kid that works at Napa now that kind of stops and comes into my shop. He actually had a car. He bought a car and he was in it. And he said he had a great time. He said it was a lot of fun. And I said, so they must have 20 or 24 cars in it, and then once it gets down to 10, then you're in the finals.
Yeah.
He said, I played patty cake on the side for about a half hour. He said, I was getting in that final one way or another.
That is called sandbagging, boys and girls. Yeah. You gotta get your, Woodsy's all about it. He's not about sandbagging. It's about making crucial shots. Yeah. You just pick your shots and you break tires off. I mean, these guys that want to get out there and go, balls to the wall and just knock each other out in one or two shots. It was those track shots.
Got at it.
But they don't last very long. But
Woodsy, we're a month away from the King of Ohio, and you got to be getting excited and probably getting a little anxious. And this is the time to shine and talk a little bit about where you're at.
Yeah, all of the above, that's for sure. Well, we're certainly not ready if it was this weekend, but we're getting there, making phone calls and just setting up the itinerary here. We're about to put that out within the next week and a half. We've got a rough idea of how we're going to do it. It's going to be a three-day show. We know that, but with our format, the way we run our format, it kind of can throw us off if we get 15 to 20 more cars than we think. So we've waited to put out our itinerary because we're making phone calls to make sure people, or I guess making sure people are running, right?
Definitely going to run.
Making sure that we are planning properly.
Well, I think that being in Allen County is such a perfect place for you guys because I tell you what, that UNOH is just full of kids, and I guarantee them guys will be fired up by that weekend, and you should have a great crowd coming out from that school.
Well, I actually, with the UNOH deal, we've got a guy working on getting UNOH there and perfect. Talking about a couple of the programs. So it's not finalized yet, so I don't want to make too big a deal about it, but we are working on that.
Well, and again, that venue is just amazing, Dustin. Talk a little bit about that. So for people that want to come out and make it a weekend, I mean, it'd be a great family event. I mean, the whole weekend, your 4th of July weekend, the city of Lima is going to have fireworks. You got a country concert on Friday night. This venue is amazing for camping, and you're within walking distance of Walmart and all the restaurants. And we got a great hotel deal with Howard Johnson's of Wyndham. So, I mean, you get an unbelievable rate there if you want to take the kids there. Then you indoor pool and hot tub, but to me, it's as good a venue as you can find in North Central Ohio.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, 400 camping sites, it can seat up to 18,000. Now, I would probably fall over if we had 18,000 there, but I mean, that'd be great.
That'd be all right.
But, maybe someday, but go ahead.
When you look at your expectations and ticket sales and will you have an idea a couple weeks in advance where you're at as far as number of entries, where you're at as far as ticket sales? How many people you got working on this whole thing?
Well, we've got a lot of people doing a lot of important roles for us. But as far as tickets go and entries, we expect about 2 to 220 cars out of the 450 you qualified, so roughly 50%, a little over 45% to run. And we expect around 2,500 to 3,000 people for the weekend on any given, like, let's say Saturday and Sunday night. Now, you could, throughout the weekend, I mean, you'll get your one-day passes. I mean, you could roll through, 3,500 people easily.
Well, and again, I was tickled to see not only the crowd for the turnout for the benefit at Jay County, but again, you guys had the prequel to the King there last Labor Day, and you felt like that the crowd that was there last weekend was better than your crowd, which you were very pleased with. So to me, I think the people are hungry to get out and do something without a mask on, and the Derby people are nuts. They want to get out and they want to see their people, and they want to see some good Derby.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I definitely think people are going to come out in drones for us. But, also, part of the reason why they're coming out is because they want to see the King of Ohio. I mean, you do truly got the best of the best in Ohio. And I think a lot of people are just going to come for that reason, and see that action.
Are you running?
I can't run.
You no. can't run?
He can't run because he get trucked. He just get beat. He get broke up and beat down. I mean, yeah, especially if you
I
let
can't compete with these guys.
Especially if you
these
let me.
Really good.
Especially let me behind the wheel of a car. I'd put him into the wall. I'd put him over the wall. Him and his buddy Matthew Toller would probably take you and put you into the wall or over the wall. You know,
Big Matt, he used to work for
him. Oh yeah, he's proud of that. He was a Cooper Farms regular.
Absolutely. When you look at your lineup, Woodsy, your Clark Mansa and your Caitlin Schmidt, these are great draws, and I think that it is just going to be a heck of a weekend. Not just the racing, but everything else that you put into the package.
Yeah, you know, with that concert Friday night, I mean, it's going to kick off the weekend. And, I mean, we're going to have some action Friday night. You know, get your feet wet. Everybody get excited for what's about to happen, you know, all day Saturday. Then we go straight into a concert. So everybody, I really like how we did that. And because you can enjoy the weekend then. Sunday night when the championship, you know, day is over, if we have a concert then, we thought about doing it then, you know, a concert then, most people are ready for the weekend to be over. But, you know, having it Friday night, I think it brings some people in.
Oh, that'll jack them up.
Maybe even some non-derby people in, you know, and they say, oh, man, you know, I'll be back tomorrow. I want to check this out.
Well, and I think, Dustin, that's a credit to you. I mean, you had your mind wrapped around this whole thing, and that's, you know, the Triple D Entertainment stands for Derby Driver, you know, Demolition Derby Drivers, and Dustin, as a guy who's been behind the wheel of a car at a highly successful rate, knows what it takes, and again wants to bring some, you know, again, anything he can positive to the drivers and make it better for the drivers. And so when we start talking about this, it was like, hey, what can we do extra that nobody else does? We're going to make this like it's going to be a WWE rock star so type event, best. You know, and doing little things for the drivers and luncheons and extras and giveaways and family things and the concert and just little things that nobody else does. And you know, and Dustin had all these ideas, and he just brought me on as one of his idea men that, you know, could try to make some things happen. But again, Woodsy, just talk about that, about how, you know, again, you wanted this to be the event in the state of Ohio for your drivers.
Well, first off, I brought Hobbs on because he makes all the ideas happen. So don't let him fool you. I mean, he's made a lot of these come to fruition here, but which has been really neat to work with him. But yeah, you're right. The concert, again, like on the Friday night, a lot of guys, when they go to a big derby, they don't really have any downtime. So the way we structured our event, Friday night, they're going to go through inspection. They're going to need to be through inspection by a certain time, and they're going to get to enjoy their Friday night because basically we're going to impound their cars, and they're not going to have anything to worry about. So that's something that no other event can provide. I mean, usually you go there, you're stressed out the whole weekend, you're working on your car the whole weekend, and you'll be lucky to, you know, get 5 hours of sleep in the 3 days. Now, the way we're structuring it, you're going to have to be there in the morning as a driver, and you know, we're going to take your cars away from you at a certain time, and you're going to be able to enjoy the start of the weekend with us. I mean, that's what this is supposed to be about. It's about fanning the king, but it's also about, you know, enjoying your weekend.
So do we got a crown? We got a big crown?
Yeah, our trophies are almost done. They are like, how do I want to explain? They're powder-coated steel that's like three layers thick, to give us all of our colors.
Yep.
And they're like 50, 60 pounds a piece.
Nice.
So, and they have the king, the crown on there. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, really cool. And again, the idea that you can just kick back, relax, drink a couple beers, and listen to some good country music. And we were trying to get Caitlin Schmidt on here tonight, and a lot of Mercer County people. You know, the funny thing is Clark Manson's a great draw, and he's fantastic. Bobby, we got a chance to talk to him 2 weeks ago, and you weren't here. And you remember he came to the fort. I mean, he did at the fort. They played a concert when nobody else was playing, and it was hilarious. Spencey was laughing because he's got a 5-year-old that was bouncing bouncing off his bed into the walls, and he was boy, I'm a really good dad, aren't I? He's talking to us. The kid's going crazy in the background. But you know, the funny thing of all those people, Caitlin Schmidt and the move, that's who people in Mercer County know. They know that name. They've seen her in every venue in a three-county area, you know, in two states. And, again, she's moving to Van Wert, so we tried to get her on tonight, but it's just crazy in her life right now. She's working three or four jobs and trying to get moved to Van Wert. Yep. But she's going to be there, and they will probably open the show. And so a lot of Mercer County people, get your tickets. Go to Eventbrite.
Yeah.
Get online again and get those tickets. $15 or $20. You can get $20 reserve seats. Get your own seat or 15. It's just a general admission, but man, you can't get a good night of entertainment for $15.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're pushing it hard in Lima, trying to get anybody and their brother, because actually we're not going to sell beer. People can bring their own alcohol in with them, so it can be an underage crowd. If you want to bring your kids and come watch the concert, it could be a good family night.
Yeah.
Dustin Woods, we wish you nothing but the best for this, buddy. I know, man. You guys have worked your butts off for it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to have us on for 3 or 4 weeks and give us the time of day.
Man, that was good. These guys were talking about, they wouldn't, if Spencey's out of town that weekend, but they
might steal his car.
They're going to stay there. They're going to steal the car and they're going to make a derby car. They're going to take Spencey's old car, make it into a derby car.
Harold's going to have the key.
There you go.
And then they were talking about maybe doing a little demolition derby live, but if not this year, next year, Fort Recovery Radio is trackside next year, doing it live.
Hey, Dustin, thanks a lot, man, for coming on the air. Good luck to you, my friend.
Have fun, man.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
See you, buddy.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. Come back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Mary Colleen's be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Mary Colleen's take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Mary Colleen's, 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. We are
Fort Recovery Radio.
That's the end.
That nice being there.
Just drop the mic.
We're out. That's it.
He shut us down.
Where's Big P? Big P. Now we got Big P.
Exactly. I'm out. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
We lost it.
P, God dang it. We did it another year, buddy.
Another year in the books. We did good.
Another year hobby. Good man, my friend.
Still glad to be alive, man, on this planet.
That's right.
Miss wearing that purple shirt, though.
Let's play some golf sometime.
I'm in.
Yep.
I'm in.
How about this? All right. Mm-hmm. Let's just schedule this now.
I'm in.
Me and Hobby versus you and Spencey in a scramble.
Scramble.
Oh, that's not a good idea for Harold.
I think it's a great idea.
What do you think?
Bring on.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Are you chickening out?
I'm trying to save Harold.
You got the best golfer in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. Then I'm in.
At least for recovery.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
If he's good enough to win by himself, I'm in.
Well, he can beat me and you.
He's got a shot.
But we wouldn't back down, would we?
No.
Not one bit.
I got Scramble Eddie standing next to me.
Yeah, but you don't win scrambles with Scramble Eddie.
Yeah,
we got hits and greens, make some putts, brother.
Yeah. That's ham and eggy.
Yeah. Ham and eggy. Ham and eggy.
I think Fee might want to find a different partner that can make a shot from time to time.
Nope. More for Recovery Radio Tournament.
Yep,
the Bubba and Fee. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Yeah.
We should have our own golf
sports talk.
We should have
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Yeah. I guarantee you, I'm going to go on a limb here. I guarantee you, if you had a Sports Talk benefit golf tournament for your Christmas thing, you'd do 50 teams all day long.
Yeah, probably would.
All day long. You'd book the Elks and it'd be a 50.
But we have to have live coverage from the number 2 tee.
Oh, for sure.
Well, that'd be great. Then I wouldn't have to golf and I could just sit there.
No, we are not running our, if anybody cusses or anything, we are X-rated.
It's banned.
Adults only ball, baby. Yep.
Do not even think about editing.
You can have the commercial radio and say, if you don't want to hear beep, 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 then don't listen to this broadcast.
Please listen to something else.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. Spencey, another year in the books, brother.
Hey, I really appreciate what you guys do for the kids and the school and just making things work with, you know,
hopefully
we love to do that.
Yeah. We'll get them back in here again next year.
Really good at it. You guys.
Well, we are just a small part, Spencer. You do it all, and your idea and being involved in the schools has been tremendous. And
been fun.
It has been a great year. Hobby, good luck to you, brother. We'll see you on the links, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm in.
And maybe me and Fee might drive up there that weekend on Saturday night, bring our wives up.
You guys absolutely have to come to the concert. And the concert, Country Jam. That's, again, one more time, July the 2nd, 8:30, tip time. Clark Manson is the headliner. But, again, some great names. We got a chance to talk to Knox Morris last week from Tri-Village and his girlfriend, Natalia Taylor, coming from Nashville. And then Caitlin Schmidt and The Move from Coldwater. And, again, just good, I mean, all-American fun. $15. Go to Eventbrite. You can get your tickets. And you can get a $20 if you want a seat, a reserve seat. And then the big weekend, the King of Ohio, is July 2, 3, 4. And that's the best derby drivers in the state of Ohio. It's qualify only. So these guys have gone and they've won. Yep, they've won somewhere. Yeah. They won a county fair. They won a show somewhere. And, again, there'll be big six classes. Tons of giveaways. Jegs will be there wide open. They're going to be at Victory Lane. And, I mean, they're talking about having one of their dragsters there and all kinds of jegs. There'll be giveaways wide open. I mean, it's family fun. It's family entertainment. There's going to be a big fireworks show in Lima on the 4th of July weekend. Camping sites. There's going to be bouncy toys and stuff for kids. And again, just to me, we're going to make it like it's going to be like a WWE NASCAR event. I mean, it's going to be big time. So get up there and have some fun. Again, it's very reasonable for a weekend, July 4th weekend. Make it a weekend and get over there.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. I got a text. I got a text from Perry Hall. Perry said he wants to know what our best moments of the year was and our worst moments of the year were.
On the show or sports wise?
Sports wise. Oh. For Recovery Sports. Okay.
Let me while you think about that, let me give you
biggest heartbreaking loss and a favorite win.
While you think about it, Perry Hall and I were texting back and forth this week, and there's no bigger Fort Recovery. There's a lot of them, big time Fort Recovery radio fans, including the governor, Jimmy Z, those guys that listen. I mean, religious. Mm-hmm. Perry Hall, religious. The guy's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, you guys would, you know, I'm going to steal a Bubba and Fee term. He's a neat bird.
He is a neat bird.
The guy's ultra talented.
He's
goofy as a loon from time to time, but he was again, he is a diehard. Doesn't matter what state, what part of the country, where he is.
We've heard him. The guy is everywhere.
The damnest kid I ever seen.
California. The guy's listening, and his blood is purple. He's diehard. I mean, we had a great conversation last week, back and forth for about a half an hour, and just.
Here's what I don't understand. He has an absolute beautiful fiance.
He does.
Oh.
Yeah. He does everything.
I kicked his coverage a little bit.
He does everything. He does all these.
Talented artist. I mean,
he's unbelievable, and he still listens to us morons. So he's got a screw loose.
He's got a screw loose.
No doubt about it.
That's why we love him.
Well, yeah. So what you're trying to say is, hey, don't you have anything better?
You're
going to
listen to the Bob and Fee show. Yeah. You got to have a little bit of a screw loose.
That's exactly right.
Again, I never got a chance to meet his dad, but I mean, they said good man.
Oh, my.
Again,
great,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not going to find much better than Buzz Hall, Grandpa. Yeah, no. So, I mean, you know, that's just good people. And so, but most of the Hall boys have all outkicked their coverage. I mean, they all seem like they have better looking girlfriends and wives and, you know, and fiancés than they should.
I agree. But you know what them Hall boys have? They have that.
Case IH.
No, I don't give a crap about that. I ain't going to undo that.
You don't notice a case
IH talking
tractor?
About what they have is they have this thing called wit and personality.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
It's the damnedest thing. Certain guys got it.
Yeah.
That family is blessed with it.
It's the it factor.
It makes you want to be around them.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, they're just neat birds. I don't give a crap if they got $1 or $5
million. Yep.
Them people are awesome.
They are awesome.
Sports Talk, we had a great year in
2020. Let me throw this in real quick. Right. From what I can tell from the regional preliminaries tonight, Whitley's Rammel is at the state meet because tonight there weren't preliminaries for the shot put. She is in the state meet. She placed second here. High jump, sixth place, and she qualifies for the finals. Girls 100-dash, Abby Francis qualifies for the finals. 4x800. They finished sixth place. They qualify for the finals. Girls 4x400. Eighth place, they qualify for the finals. 4x200. Fourth place, they qualify for the finals. Girls 4x100, they placed fifth in their heat and did not qualify for the finals unless things work out across the state, and that's going to be determined later tonight. Boys 4x200, they were fifth place in their heat, but they did qualify, I think, in the number eight spot for the finals on Friday. So just basically everybody that was at the regional finals tonight qualified for state or for the regional finals on Friday, and we will have those here for you.
That's awesome. Perfect. And you will have it. Fort Recovery Radio will have.
Yes. And it'll probably be on Fort Recovery Radio instead of the sports stream, too.
Yep.
So, well, answer Perry's question. Don't let the guy off the hook.
Well, the biggest loss had to be the football.
For me, 100%.
Yep.
I mean, because you're right on the verge, and you probably win a state championship if you win that game. So, you sit there and look back, and I take it all the way back to when we won the state championship. When we won and got out, and I remember Block coming in saying, watching, they had the defensive player of the year in the state. And he goes, I said, well, how good is he? He goes, he's okay. He goes, Marion's got two guys that are better. And I'm not kidding you. And when we watched the game, the state finals, he was right. Yeah. I mean, you know, so to me, that was a really heartbreaking loss for those kids because, again, it was such a good group of kids that you just had such high expectations for in their 4 years and just couldn't quite get over the hump. And, you know, for me, if you saw a freaking half dozen baseball games that broke your heart this year, that
had a bunch
you found a way to, you know, couldn't get a big hit and couldn't get something done at the end, and no different than the last one. So,
yep.
Big wins. I mean,
I think the Parkway girls softball game, Parkway over there.
Yeah,
that's a big win for us to beat them.
Because that's a program that's been on the top of the MAC for a while.
Decades.
Now you had a girl that hit 900 home runs. So, I mean, you know, and she's no longer there. So, right, I mean, but still, you know, those are some of those defining wins when when we beat Coldwater in that one versus one game.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden people realize, hey, these guys aren't too bad. Yeah. You know, it's like, hey, you know, for a while though, I mean, honestly, for the sophomore year with those guys, they won all the games they were supposed to, but they didn't win the games that, you know, they lost a lot of tough ones and close ones.
Yeah.
Your junior and senior year, they started winning games that it was like, hey, these guys are pretty good.
Too bad.
And so, you know, those are the kind of games when you beat a Parkway that's been on top of the softball mountain for a long time. Now all of a sudden you're like, hey, these girls are pretty good.
Ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Yep. Ain't too bad.
Yeah, that's right. And I think when you look at the girls volleyball team this last year, they had some huge wins.
Yeah.
The girls beating Bremen in sectional final. Moving on, I think that was
a
great win. So, yeah, it's fun to follow Fort Recovery sports.
Yeah. Hey, next year we're bigger and better, man.
Amen, brother.
And that's what it's got to be every year. And trust me, I'm telling you, the best is still yet to come in this town.
Okay.
Amen, brother. Well, I want to thank Wayne Street Markets for being our sponsor again. Yep. They guys are unbelievable. And Spencer?
Out there, Jubilee. Don't forget about the Jubilee.
Right around, around the corner.
I love it. It's coming.
Right around the corner. Duck races? They got duck races?
Yeah, they got the duck races. They had a meeting at Jubilee or at the Bowling Eye last night.
They got baby races this year. I'm calling it Diaper Dandy.
No, you are not.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I'm calling it Diaper Dandy race. Wait.
So, you got your granddaughters in that thing? Are they old enough for it?
If JoJo's in, she's going to kill somebody.
She's going to clobber somebody.
I just watched her put Will in a headlock. She has no fear from that girl.
That's what I said. Security, job security for some principal somewhere down the line.
That's exactly right.
About 10 years from now.
Thank you, folks, for listening to us all year. We'll be back
next year.
August, right?
Yeah, late August somewhere. Before football.
All right, I like it.
Giddy up, Wayne Street Market.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.